This is a podfic of the work The Great Untamed Bake Off by Blue Geek EM. The reading for this work is general audiences, and no archive warnings apply. The category is Gen, and the fandom is The Untamed or Motozusha. The characters are Wei Ying, Zheng Cheng, Jun Yun Li, Lan Zhan, Nie Hui Song, Meng Yao, and Mian Mian. Additional tags for baking. Wei Wuxian is a disaster. Friendship, teasing, the Great British Bake Off AU, silly, and crack. This is read by Daisy Divergence, and as you can tell already, this is going to be a cold read. I'm recording this as part of Waste Team Mystery Box 2024. The challenge is to do a podfic while doing something weird, and I've been making a couple of podfics that center around baking while actually baking. I'm doing this intro first because I already did a couple of these and I found that I was way too distracted to actually bake during this part of it, so we've front-loaded that part of it, and once we're done, I'm going to pause and then I'm going to go into the kitchen and then we're going to start baking. But before we do that, there's an author's note here. So, prompt October, day 9, features the prompt AU. And since I've very recently caught up on the latest Great British Bake Off, well, this is very silly and was very fun to play around with, no matter how ridiculous the concept. Well, I hope if you think that this concept was ridiculous for the fic, you'll appreciate the ridiculousness of this challenge I'm about to do for Voice Team. So thank you again to Blue Geek for having blanket permission to podfic. Hopefully you won't regret it after this recording. All right, here we go. Okay, here I am. The furnace also kicked on, so... extra noises. Okay, so I'm going to make some lemon raspberry cake. So what I did in advance of this is I greased the pan. I just put in some butter to melt in the microwave. And then we're going to get started here with... we're going to mix together... sugar, flour, baking powder, salt. Okay, I'm going to do that while we start reading. So, all right, bakers, time is up. Hands off your bakes, Meng Yao's voice rang out clearly through the tent, and all the bakers who hadn't finished early immediately raised their hands into the air away from their counters. Excellent. Nice work, everyone, enthused Mian Mian. Now, bring your creations up to the presentation table for judging, if you please. With a bit of giddy laughter or pantomimed enthusiasm. Oh my god. Let's start that sentence over. With a bit of giddy laughter or pantomimed exhaustion at being finished with their very first technical. I need a spoon. With their very first technical challenge of the contest, the participants gathered up the decorative trays upon which their sweet buns were arranged and began to make their way to the front of the tent. I'm so nervous, Jun Yun Li whispered, her knuckles pale with the strength of her grip on the tray. This is Madame Yu's recipe. And she's known for being an absolute stickler for all the precise details of her challenges. Wei Wuxian groaned in sympathy. And you know that Lan Qiren isn't going to just judge leniently even on the first day. Zheng Cheng coughed out an impatient breath from behind them as he stared down at his overbaked sweet buns. If you don't have anything to, you don't have anything to worry about, DJ. Your buns look perfect. And they both admired your flavors and textures in the signature challenge. Meanwhile, my technical is burnt and Wei Wuxian's looks like the only heat he exposed his to was a few warming breaths, given how pale they are. Hey, Wei Wuxian objection was more of an automatic reaction than a true disagreement. I'm checking how much flour I need. Oh wait, it's still. Sorry, I have this open in two tabs. Last time I had a recipe card. Okay, 1.5 flour. Sorry. Okay. We're doing it. It's fine. It's supposed to be weird. This is a half cup, right? Yeah. Okay, 3 of these. Okay. Hey, Wei Wuxian's objection was more of an automatic reaction than a true disagreement. When he turned back to face Zheng Cheng, he had spotted Lan Wangji walking serenely down the aisle behind him. A tray of perfectly matched and perfectly baked sweet buns held in one steady hand. Lan Shan, what do you think? Will Madame Yu or Lan Qiren be more terrifying judges for this challenge? Lan Shan pressed his lips together, and for a moment, Wei Wuxian thought he might not answer. Until after a long examination period of both his and Zheng Cheng's trays, he finally replied, "You are in equal danger from both."
Ah, Lan Shan, so cruel.
2 teaspoons. Zheng Cheng just scowled. At the front of the room, Wei Wuxian placed his tray of sad, pale sweet buns down behind his name and sect leader insignia. Noticing that he was between Nie Huai Song and Lan Wangji, eyeing the tray that Nie Huai Song has already placed behind his own name, Wei Wuxian saw that something was off.
Hey, Nie Huai Song! We were supposed to have 6 buns to present to the judges. I only see 5 here.
Nie Huai Song pouted dejectedly. There was an accident taking my buns out of the oven. Add some salt. And then I'm mixing these together, or whisking them together. There's my whisk. I have this open-faced container where I have all of my cooking implements sticking out, and I feel like it's gotten to the point where it's just so overstuffed that if you try to take something out, sometimes things fall, and that's what just happened. I don't know if any of you saw, there's been some news articles that have come out recently about black plastic. So I've been trying to replace my black plastic. I have a spatula that's black plastic, and I have like a ladle spoon that's black plastic. So when there were some sales for the holidays, I replaced the spatula. But I also haven't thrown out the old spatula because I don't know, it still functions, so it feels weird throwing things out that still function. But at the same time, they're saying that there might be some things that, you know, could possibly, potentially be a health issue. So it's one of those things where it's like, well, I've used this for decades at this point,
I don't know, but I do have the replacements, so this is a personal issue anyway. That's why that thing just happened where I pulled out my whisk and something fell out. Anyway, I'm just trying to justify my own actions. Okay, this is mixed together. So this bowl is done, and now I have to do the next bowl. I think this is wet ingredients, right? Let's see, separate mixing bowl, rich gather the ricotta. The eggs. Oh yeah, I have the juice of lemon. That'll be good ambient noise for you guys. I should juice a lemon while I record porn. That would actually be interesting. All right, we have a lemon. Okay, juice lemon and the vanilla. Okay, good stuff. Okay, let me throw in the ricotta first. How much do we need? This is such a silly activity, but okay, so I need half of this. Maybe I'll make some stuffed shells or something with this later, the rest of it. Okay, I can read while I open this. Okay. Nihai song. Oh yeah, there was an accident getting my buns out of the oven. Jung Chung frowns. You could have just put it on a tray anyways and told the judges not to taste that one. Nia Huaisong's posture drooped further. Yes, but then after I dropped it, I couldn't find it under my new robes, and so I stepped on it. Jung Eun Lee gasped softly. Oh dear, I'm sorry to hear that. Wei Wuxian patted Nia Huaisong's shoulder in sympathy, which swiftly turned into mischief. Oh well, at least my buns look better in comparison. I've at least got... Oh, wait, sorry. I thought that was Nia Huaisong. This is Wei Ying. Oh well, at least my buns look better in comparison. I've got all six of them. Jung Chung snorted out a small laugh. Until they spy Long Wang Ji's after yours. Nia Huaisong's mouth twisted at the corners, and he made as if to grab one of Wei Wuxian's sweet buns off his tray. Oh, I can solve that by liberating one from yours. I can't get this open. I'm struggling. I'm just gonna get a knife. Okay. Distractions. Okay. There we go. Okay. Well, at least my buns will look better in comparison. I've got it. At least I've got... Oh, sorry. I did that again. This is also waiting. Oh, well. At least my buns look better in comparison. I've got at least got all six of mine. Jung Chung snorted a laugh until they spot Long Wang Ji's after yours. Nia Huaisong's mouth twitched at the corners, and he made as if to grab one of Wei Wuxian's sweet buns off his tray. Well, I can solve that problem by liberating one of yours. Wei Wuxian laughed and slapped at Nia Huaisong's hand in defense. This devolved into a playful shoving match, right up until Wei Wuxian's flailing arm accidentally caught Long Wang Ji's tray and sent it and its contents flying through the air. Long Wang Ji's swift reaction allowed him to catch one of the buns, and Jiang Yun Li managed to snatch another before it hit the ground. But the other four went rolling across the floor. Wei Wuxian's horrified gaze shot to Long Wang Ji's face. His eyes were opened wide, and his expression even looked somewhat dismayed. Which Wei Wuxian suspected was the Lanzhan equivalent of absolute devastation.
A little bit more. That was hot. Okay. Is that how everybody else says ricotta too? I feel like cheese is one of those things where
there's a lot of regional differences. We were talking about different regional differences for pronouncing things on one of our voice channels for Team Beachin. And I'm curious about ricotta if anybody else says that a little differently.
Okay, I have the ricotta. Okay, ricotta, eggs, juice, right, okay. How much vanilla? Okay. We're good. Eggs. I'm gonna crack some eggs. That'll be good audio for you guys, actually. Hold on. Okay, we're going back to waiting, having a crisis. I'm going to reread this paragraph. Wei Wuxian's horrified gaze shot to Lan Wangji's face. His eyes were open wide, and his expression even looked somewhat dismayed, which Wei Wuxian suspected was the Lanzhan equivalent of absolute devastation. Oh no, I'm so sorry. I'm so, so sorry, Lanzhan. Mian Mian and Meng Yao rushed over and stepped up to Lan Wangji, offering reassurances that it would be all right and that they would explain what happened to the judges, and that surely the wise Madame Yu and Lan Qiren would be understanding. That's a lot to assume. To this, Lan Wangji had no response. He merely collected the rescued bun from Zhang Yanli and placed it and the other one he had caught on the table behind his name. When he turned around to take his place by the other bakers, he was met with Wei Wuxian close beside him, remorse writ large upon his face. I'm just going to mix these eggs a little bit before I throw them in here. Lanzhan, I'm so sorry. You could have my buns to fill your tray and have the proper number. It was my fault, after all. And Lan Wangji's only response was to cut him off with a curt, shameless, and walk stiff-backed to his seat at the opposite end of the row from where Wei Wuxian was ushered by Meng Yao. Wei is having his heart broken. Throughout the judging process, Wei Wuxian could barely keep his eyes off Lan Wangji, even when Madame Yu was tearing apart his buns, both literally and figuratively. When it came to his turn for judging, Lan Wangji did not so much as glance in Wei Wuxian's direction. All right, I need a cutting board to cut open this lemon, I realize. Hold on, let me get the cutting board. All right, there it is. Cutting the lemon. This is Lan Wangji cutting open Wei's heart by ignoring him. Beautiful. I love that. Okay. My lemon juicer. Oh God, there's seeds in here.
I thought I got a seedless lemon, and I didn't. I got a seeded lemon. Let me just take these out real quick. So at the end, in the end, Jianyun Li took the first place in the technical competition, and Lan Wangji took second. Wei Wuxian was in 11th, ahead only of Ni Huaisong. Lan Wangji swept out of the tent as soon as the announcements were complete, and well before Wei Wuxian could escape the additional reprimands heaped upon him and Madame Yu. "Well," Ni Huaisong said with an exaggerated sigh as they stood outside the tent, "at least it's over. The showstopper challenge has got to be better than this, right?" Wei Wuxian met Zheng Cheng's gaze and they both winced. "I wouldn't bet on it," Wei Wuxian replied. "I think we should find some alcohol and begin to dull our nerves immediately." And with nods of agreement, they all set off towards the guest quarters. Intent on making something good of this cursed day. Blah. All right, I've juiced the lemon. We got the vanilla in there. Let me mix, and then I can look to see if there's any author's notes. So that's the end. That was so fun, though. I guess I'll chat while I do this. This was such a fun fic. I feel like there's a couple of Bake Off AUs that I've read. Or listened to. Kisa Hoglan has done one that's really fantastic. And I really enjoy them. And, you know, one thing that I've really noticed about some of these baking show AUs, not just Bake Off, is that Jianyun Li will be there as, like, a side character where she's, like, part of, like, show production, or she's, like, a judge. And one thing I really love about this one is that she's a contestant, which I feel like I haven't seen in some of the ones that I've read. And I've kind of been like, why isn't Jianyun Li a contestant? Which, again, like, the author can do whatever they want. I just, I love Jianyun Li, so I love seeing her more present in some of these. So I love that Jianyun Li is in it and she places first. Like, that's... for me, that's as it should be, right? So I love that. And I was really excited about that. This was so cute and funny. I love the shenanigans between, Wei Ying and Zheng Cheng and Ni Huaisong. And then Lan Wangji getting roped in. Like, this is so, like, canon compliant, right? Like, it's like, yeah, that's... that's how it goes. That is Lan Zhang's fate in the teen years, right? I love that. Okay, let me go back here. So I've done the wet ingredients, whisked together. Oh, the butter. Okay. Let me grab that. Got the butter. I'm so glad I went back and read it. Jesus. Put that in the microwave. So mixing in the butter now to the wet ingredients. Let's see, where are we? Gently whisk in the butter, fully combine. It's still smooth. It looks pretty smooth to me. There's a little bit of lumps, but I feel like a normal amount, and I'm not going to take out, like, I don't have an immersion blender or anything like that, so it's just what my little hands can do. So I think that's going to be fine. Add the wet ingredients to the dry ingredients. Stir until combined. But don't overmix. And then fold in the raspberries. I was wondering when we were going to bring the raspberries. All right. So let me do that. Combine the wet and dry. Real quick. So I asked this in the last recording I did. Is anybody participating in voice team? Who's listening? Have you done, like, what was your weird challenge that you participated in? Was it as weird as this one? And have you ever thought about baking and pond picking before? Would you be interested in doing that? Like, how does that feel to you? I will tell you, it feels really weird doing it, but when I listen back to it, I'm like, you know, I listen to, like, live streamers, and this isn't that different than what a live streamer does, right? Only they're millionaires, and I am not anywhere close to being a millionaire, I've got to tell you that. And I certainly am not going to make any money off of this. But, there and that there, and this needs to go to the recycling when I pass it next. All right, I'm gonna mix this and then I can compost these lemons. Actually, maybe I'll leave them in my kitchen for a little bit of scent, and then I will compost them. All right, let's do that. Put them by my sink. I need to look at the author's notes here. I'm going to, there are no author's notes. Okay, so you're just listening to me. Yeah.
I'm going to finish this up anyway because I can talk about the thick a little bit more. Let me just wash the raspberries real quick and let them dry while I mix this and then finish talking to you. Washing the raspberries. We're doing the thing. Okay. Anyway, so I have raspberries here from the market. Actually, I didn't even look to see how many I need. I just bought two things of it. They're also on sale, which was great. 2 cups of raspberries. All right, so I'm going to have to measure them, but honestly, I feel like that's close, if not 2 cups. It's 12 ounces. Okay, yeah. All right, I'll figure that out later. Okay, great. So, the thick. So, one thing that I do feel like sometimes when I watch Bake Off, I feel like it's a little unforgiving, right? With the different challenges, they don't really tell. Sometimes they use, like, really obscure or, like, you know, traditional British food that nobody makes anymore. So, if you're not, like, if you didn't grow up in Britain, it could be you're at a disadvantage because of your culture, right? And there's another show from, I want to say, like, maybe like 2010 or something like that. Oh my god, I just tasted this batter. It tastes really good. I haven't even added the raspberries yet. Which I'll do now. I think it was called Zumbo's something or other challenge or whatever. It's an Australian baking show, but it was on Netflix a long time ago. And, like, almost 15 years ago at this point. And, I remember, one thing I really liked about that show is that when they asked you to do something really complicated, they would let you test the original, like taste test the original. You could touch it. You could taste it. You could look at it, even though there was no, like, recipe provided, right?
And I think that that's one thing I really like about that show as compared to Bake Off. But what I like about this fic is that the challenge they have you do is just like cinnamon rolls, right? So it can be like, it's definitely like technical in some ways. And it's like, could be a little complicated if you're like an amateur chef, right? But it's like a good starting point because generally people know what a cinnamon roll looks like. And if you don't, for whatever reason, it could be very easily explained by your neighbor or just looking at your neighbor, right? So I do really like that aspect of it that was incorporated here. So good choice on picking the ingredient. I also really like the fact that like there's hints, right? This is like it's a ficlet. It's like 1,000 words, right? But it hints at what happened before and what happens next, right? So I think that that's like the perfect balance to hit. Where it's like, we're talking about this moment, but it like gives you a glimpse into the larger world. And I think that that's really fun. And so I really enjoyed this. So there's no author's notes. I finished mixing my batter. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to add it to the pan and then I'm going to put it in the oven. So that's all you're missing here. And we finished this up. So that's good. And then when I serve it, I have the option to put some confectionery sugar over the top and a little bit of, to make a little lemon icing thing, which I don't know, I may or may not do. I think sometimes when recipes call for an icing, it's like, it's already sweet enough that I'm like happy with it. I don't need the extra icing, but I know some people, it's like, they don't eat sweets very often. So when they do, they want to go like big, right? So, and also it looks aesthetically more pleasing, right? So we'll see what happens. I think I'm hoping to give at least half of this cake away, but we'll see what happens next week. I mean, I have to, there's no way I can eat a whole cake by myself. It's a 9-inch pan. So I will find somebody to foist it off on, in a loving way. And just say, Happy New Year. Please take my baked goods. They're used to it by now. It's okay. Okay. I'm going to wrap it up here. So thank you for listening. If you made it this far, please consider going back and leaving kudos and comments to the original author. Thank you again to Blue Geek EM for having blanket permission to podfic. I hope you enjoyed this. If anybody's listening, I hope you had fun. Anyway, thanks for listening.